Okay, Shalom Aleichem Rabbos. Today's daf is Pesachim Daf Kuf Tes Vov, and we are here at the bottom of Kuf Yudel and Rabbeis. By the word Pshita, six lines up from the bottom, again in the middle of a discussion of the procedure on Leil HaSeder. And again, the shir today, Shir is B'schus Rav Rushalayim of 4, Shir Abbas Tavar Leil, and Namim Yir Abbas Shoshana. Rifka Reizel. Okay, so Pshita, Hechadik Asher Yirakos, Mevarech Asher Yirakos, Boy Pri Adama. Kamar says it's obvious that if you're using other vegetables for karpas, right? If you remember, we talked about karpas and then maror in the Mishnah. And the Gemara, just kind of jumping off of that, says obviously when you're having other other vegetables, let's say potatoes or whatever for karpas, so you make on these other vegetables the hadama, the achel, and then you eat them for karpas, then you're going to say alachilas mar, the achel, and you'll eat the maror later. Right? And again, as the Rashbam points out, the hadama from the karpas covers the maror that you're going to have later, right? And that's kedai. That's what the, if you have a good Haggadah, so it points out to have in mind the maror when you make the hadama on the karpas. But hechad alek elachatsa. But if you're using the same vegetable for both of them, you're using lettuce or you're using romaine or whatever it is, right? Meaning you're using eating the same thing twice. So then, my, what's the procedure? So Amar Ravuna, Ravuna says mevarech meikara amar bari pri hadama ve'achil. First, you eat the maror. You make the bracha on the maror, meaning it's really, you're not doing maror first, but you eat, it says you're eating the maror, right? Because chasa is good for maror, this lettuce is good for maror. So what he means to say is that you make a bari pri hadama on the karpas, even though you're using something for maror for it, ve'achil, and then you eat it. And the sof, and afterwards, then and then, right after, when you're about to do maror, right after you eat the matzah, so then, right, you say, obviously you don't say adama, but we say bari pri, you say alachilas maror, and then you eat the maror. Because again, the adama already covers the second, the maror, right, when you said the adama on the karpas, that is... that is right. The same thing as if you would eat two different vegetables. That's how the Rashbam understands. Tosfos understands that no, and he has a whole different mahalach in the sugya. Tosfos understands that the reason you're not going to make a hadama on the maror is not because the karpas covers it; it's because the hamotzi covers it. That usually we know that if something's not an ikar part of the suda, let's say you wash on Shabbos. I guess towards the end of the meal, you have raspberries or something. So that's like a dessert that the halacha is that you make a bracha on that. It's not really something that's an ikar part of the suda. So theoretically, if you're just having like a little bit of horseradish at the beginning, well, that's not something that's part of the suda, right? If you just have chareim, for example, let's say even without the fish. You just, after hamotzi on Shabbos, you just scoop in some chareim. So that's not part of the meal. You need to make a bracha on that. The hamotzi covers everything shaykh to the meal, but doesn't cover, it's not carte blanche just to eat without a bracha. So, but here, Tosu says that the reason you're not going to make a hadama on the maror is because the matzah, the hamotzi on the matzah, will cover the maror, because tonight, at Leil HaSeder, so maror is an intrinsic part of the meal. So therefore, either way, Mechogus bin Tosu to the Rashbam, why you don't have to make a hadama here on the maror, but we'll use the Rashbam because he's a little bit more accessible, let's say, with the constant comments. So either way, so in corner of Huna, Rav Huna says that if you use the same vegetable for karpas and then for maror, so the same procedure, meaning you make you make the maror, you may make hadama first, and then you're going to make alechias maror on the actual maror when you eat it. So maskele Rav Chisda, says, one second, v'achar shemila kreiso hemenu chozer borech aleha. Rav Chisda says, I got a problem. What are you going to do? You're going to make bari pri hadama, you're going to eat all of this food that is technically mar, and then you're going to say, Asher Gisham Zav Tzvanu Alechilas Mar, that you ate it already. Right? The mar is gone. So, meaning, there's more of it, but why would you make the Alechilas Mar afterwards? That makes no sense. I mean, it's Ella. Rav Chisda says, no, me'ikara mevarech aleha bari pri hadama ve'alechilas mar ve'ochil. Right? At karpas, says Rav Chisda, you would make two brachos, one for hadama and one for alachilas maror, because you're eating maror.
And that's what you have to make the bracha beforehand. And then and afterwards, then below bracha. Right? And then when you get to Mars, then obviously the brachos that you need for that are checked off, and you don't need to make anything. And just after the matzah, you just kind of do Mar without making any brachas whatsoever. Basuri Avdikar, Rav Huna, Rav Sheshes, Brayder, Rav Yeshua, Avdikar, Rav Chista. Okay, three different opinions. Who we paskin like? Veluchazak, Kavasi, Rav Chista. The halacha is like Rav Chista. If for whatever reason you would be doing that, obviously now and then nowadays the minhag is to have two different vegetables. For karpas, right? One for karpas, one for mar. Okay, sorry, just one more line. Ravacha brei de Rava mahader asha yirakos lafuke nafshi meplukta. Ravacha brei de Rava would kind of look out for other vegetables, right? Again, this machlokas is only if you have the same vegetable for both. So he would, as probably this is where our minhag comes from, he would look for other vegetables, right? To take himself out of the machlokas, right? That's a common. Theme for when a person is faced with the machlokas and a safek in halacha, right? For example, if you don't know what bracha to make, so they say, if it's not too much of a pain and you're happy to eat it anyway, best thing to do is to wash, because then you don't have to make a bracha. But okay, same idea that Rav Acha Brei de Rava kind of tried to remove himself from this shaila in halacha. Amar Ravina says, Amar li mesharshia brei de Rav Nasan. Hachi Amar Hillel, this is what Hillel says, Mishmei de Gemara. Lo nichrach inish matzah mar b'hadi adadi v'necho. He says he learns it from Hillel said in the name of the Gemara, which is a kind of a weird thing to say, but meaning what he means is he got it as a mesorah from his rebbeim, that a person should not nichrach a krich nowadays. Modern English means a sandwich, but doesn't really mean that. Really, lichroch is to wrap together, so you shouldn't wrap, if you can imagine, a shawarma. Right, again, the matzah back in the day. I think it was more similar, if I'm not mistaken, it was more similar to Sephardi matzah, in that it was like a lafa, right? So it was soft. Right? You can imagine that Korban Pesach was basically a shawarma lafa, right? With mar and meat and wrapped matzah. Okay, so Hill said that a person should not take matzah and mar together and eat it. Because he holds that matzah nowadays is daraisa. And umar derabanan, and amar obviously nowadays is derabanan, right? The mar is that's a whole long discussion, but basically the mar comes because of the korban pesach, right? Al matzos umrorim yochluhu, you should eat the korban pesach. Al matzos umrorim, that's where we get the mitzvah of mar. So that's derabanan nowadays, obviously, because unfortunately, meheri banan besamikdash, we don't have the korban. So mar is derabanan, matzah is daraisa. If you eat them together, what's going to happen? V'asim mar derabanan numevatle the matzah daraisa. The bitterness, the taste of the mar is going to overpower the matzah. Right? It's going to overpower the flavor, and it's going to totally override it. So that's when you're going to mess it up. Right? Really, we're going to see in a second that you need the taste of the mar more than you need the taste of the matzah, because you can theoretically just swallow matzah and be yotzei. But this idea that you need to make sure. That a person won't be yotzei, says Rashbam, because he doesn't have any flavor of matzah whatsoever. Even according to the one who says that mitzvos do not cancel each other out, so hanimili deraisa deraisa derabanan derabanan, that's only if they're on the same playing field, if they're on the same level. But if they're different levels, so the rabbanan can overshadow the daraisa. Okay, and that's obviously according to Hillel. Man tana d'shmeis like mitzvos ein mevatlos zu et zu. Who is the one who holds that mitzvos are not mevatel each other? It is Hillel. Right? It's Hillel. The tanya is within the daraisa. Amru alav al Hillel. They said about Hillel shahaya korcham mevaz achas veochlan, that he used to wrap it together and eat it together. Shneimar mitzvosim marmilim beochluhu. That he used to, again, this is Zecher LeMikdash, right? That's what he used to do. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Cholkin Alav Chaver Val Hillel. So Hillel's friends argue with him. The Tanya would learn that. Right? So Yochel Yehikachim Vasachas VaOchlan Gedarch Shehillel Ochlan. You might have thought that that's what we should do nowadays, like Hillel used to do. He used to wrap it, again, Shwam Alafa, right? With some mar, with some vegetables in there. So Talmud Lomar, therefore the pasuk says, Amasos Rami Yochluhu, you should eat it. Afilu zebefnei atzmo v'zebefnei atzmo. Right, yochluhu, you should eat it. Meaning you can eat them separately. You don't have to. Right, Hillel apparently held that you need to eat it together. Right, you have to wrap them together. But yochluhu, right, you shall eat it. Right, the Rashbam explains, kol echad befnei atzmo, from the fact that it doesn't say yochlu, but it says yochluhu. Right, so then you're allowed to eat each one individually. So the Gemara says, Amar Leih Ravashi, Yahachi, if that's true that you're allowed to each one, that you need to each one individually, so Maya Filu, what does it mean when it says a Filu?
But again, if you look at the Braisa, what does the Braisa say? Tanya, etc. Hillel? The second one, the one we just read. Yachli Yikochim Vasachas, Avogli, Tamalomar, Amazos, Rumiokhlu, Afilu, Zerifne Asma, Zerifne Asma. So I explained a little incorrectly. I explained that you can even eat it individually. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you have to eat it individually. And Rav Ashi calls him on it, and he says, what do you mean? The Braisa says, Afilu, you can even eat it individually. Right, eat the items by themselves, the matzah, the mor, and the korban pesach. So rather, Rav Ashi understands differently. El Olmer, Rav Ashi, Haytana Hachi Katani. This is what he means to say. Yachol yo lo yatsa behen yidei chuvasor el im kein korcham vasachas. You might have thought that you only can wrap it together. The ochlin kederach kishehil ochlin, and eat it as just like Hillel did. So therefore, Tamalomar al matzos from Rimi ochluhu. The pasuk says you should eat them. Yochluhu, right? Afilu zevifnei atzma, zevifnei atzma. You can even eat them by themselves. Maybe you want to be some English. We'll eat the have this halacha. This will be relevant. Obviously, we have a korech at the seder, right? The zeichel mikdash hill. We're about to say that in a second. So hashtag dolit mar hilchasav loke hill loke rabbanon. And now that we don't have a halacha either way, right? What's the appropriate way to eat the korban pesach wrapped together, matzah, mar, etc. So what do you do? So therefore, mar varach alachi as matzah ve'achil. What do? We make alachi, right? Alachi as matzah, we eat matzah. V'hadar mevarach alachi as marer, then we have the marer. V'achil, v'hadar achil matzah v'chase v'hadi adadi below bracha. Then you eat the matzah and the marer together without a bracha. Zecher l'mikdash kehillah, right? That's our minhag, that we have matzah, marer, and korech. Underrated that either Shulchan Aruch or Mishnah Berurah, somebody brings that it really shouldn't be talking in between those three things. Because as you see, the Gemara groups it together. Because you know, they have this whole discussion how exactly to eat it. And so therefore, since we don't have halakha like this, this is the procedure. Matzah, Marer, both of them. It seems like they're all one kind of inyan. And you really shouldn't have so much talking in between. Okay, fine. That's a little bit Hilchos Seder night, which we're not going to get into right now. And obviously, that's the general topic. But I don't want to get if we get practical halacha, we'll be here forever. Okay, Vayter. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Oshia. Rabbi Elazar says the name of Rabbi Oshia. Call Shetibulo B'Mashke Tzarich Netilas Yadayim. This is the marker, or not the only marker, but this is why we do. Urchas, that we anything that is going to be dipped in liquid needs to have any Tilas Yadayim. Why is that? So very quickly, because Chazal were gozer, we've mentioned already in this Daf Yomi cycle, the Chazal were gozer Tumas Yadayim, that hands are tame on the level of a sheni, and the halacha is also Chazal also gozer that if a sheni touches liquid, that makes the liquid into a rishon. So now, again, if you can imagine, you're taking your, I don't know, celery and dipping it in salt water. So now if your shiny hands touch the salt water, the salt water becomes a rishon. The rishon goes back and is metame the vegetables and turns it into a shiny. And now if you're dealing with truma or whatever, or other items, you know, that require tuma and tara, so you have to be careful about that stuff. So then you have a problem. So that's why we do orchats. And it's a halacha in general, that if you have something that needs to be careful about for whatever reason, I don't know if you have, nowadays probably not so relevant, but something that's, if you have something that to be careful, so then you have to wash your hands before dealing with some vegetables that you're going to dip in liquid. Amar Papar, Papa says, Shmami Na, what do you see from here? That Hay Chasa, Sarich, Leshoka, Becharoses, Mishum Kappa. Apparently, what do you see? You have to dip the maror. Hi matzah? Did I say matzah? What did I say? Hi chasa. Oh yeah, chasa is maror. Yeah, so you have to dip the maror all the way in the charoses because of the kappa. This machlok is what the kappa means, but either because it's very bitter and it's dangerous, or I think Tosus says it's a worm. Or Rabbeinu Chananel. Yeah, Tosus quotes Rabbeinu Chananel. It's some sort of worm that's in the maror that gets killed by the vinegar or the acidity of the charoses. But either way, apparently you see that you need to really dip you have to dip it in. You have to really, because if you tell me that you don't really have to dip it in, so then it's lovely. So what do you have to wash your hands for? Right? Hello, naga, right? You're barely touching it. But if you're telling me your hands are just kind of like hold the long piece of mar, dip it in a little bit, or hold the long piece of lettuce, dip it in a little bit, and shake it off like most of us probably do. So what do you need to wash your hands for? Right? Apparently, what do you see? So you have to kind of leave it soaking in there and get your really, you know, get the maror down and dirty, because otherwise there'd be no reason for you to wash your hands. You wouldn't even get close. So the Gemara says, Dilma, the Gemara says, no, maybe not true. Dilma, maybe l'olam eim l'chalot tzarech l'shokar, but really, maybe you don't need to dip it all the way in there to get rid of the kappa. V'kata merech, merecha meis. And the kappa, yeah, this seems to be, you know, more towards the shita that says it's a worm, but maybe the kappa dies from the smell, and you don't have to really dip it in so long. Okay, so why do you need a tizidayim? Because Dilma meshake there, because maybe you will, because charoses is... it's delicious, and maybe you will dip it in all the way in, and then you'll get your hands in there, and then you'll be matame, the vegetable that you are dipping. Vamar Papa, Rehova says as well, inish mara b'charoses, you shouldn't leave the mara in the charoses. We have another concern here. Okay, what's going to happen? Dilma agav chalei the tavlin, metavolei the meruse, the mure. Because maybe, again, charoses is obviously very sweet. And if you leave, you have too much charoses on the mara, so then you are lacking the flavor of the mara. Right, it loses its bitterness. Ubin and tam mara v'leka, and to be yotzei mara, obviously, right. The whole point is that it should be bitter, right? And then you'd be lacking, right? You'd be eating something sweet that's not mara, and that would be a problem. Adbrei Rav Chisda l'Ravna Ukva v'darish. Rav Chisda let Ravna Ukva darshan out, so he darshaned the following, meaning I guess he gave him the pulpit or whatever. He darshaned out natal yadav v'tibul rishon. If you wash your hands for, you know, urchats, for before karpas, said no to the other betibul sheni. Then you have to wash again for the second time you dip, right, i.e. the mortar. Right, so Amru Rabbanan Kameder of Papa. They said this in front of Papa. So the Gemara says, how about Alma Itmar? He said it's in general, meaning that's all the time, meaning not in terms of Seder, right? Because Yitzhak Kedaita Chacha Itmar, if you're telling me it's talking about a little Seder, Lamali Nzisidam Trezimni. You don't need to wash twice. How much shall they yada? Right? You already washed. And you know that you're going to dip again. He's going to be careful, right? You washed already. So I'm Elohu. Rav Papa said, no, either of them. No, the opposite. The logic is the other way around. Hachayet Mer, it was said about Leil Seder. Because he saw Kodaita Ba'alme Itmar. If it was said about just a meal on a random Tuesday, so Lamali Tritibule. What's one of the Manishtanas? Tonight we're dipping twice, right? Who dips twice and is unaware of the second dipping that you need to wash again? It must be talking about Leil Seder. It has to be talking about Leil Seder, because otherwise nobody dips twice. Okay. One second. Right. Let me just read this. So the Gemara says, I lost the place over here. Okay. So Elamai. So Gemara says, one second. What do you mean? How could Mar? But then it's talking about Leil Seder. So Tzil Zidayim Trezim Milamali. Right. Hamashi Yadai Chad Zimna. So again, but the previous logic is, makes a lot of sense. Right, that what do you need to wash twice for? We know that the maror, the dipping the maror in the charoses is coming, right? The dipping twice, we know that. Everybody's aware, so you need to be careful. So what do you have to wash twice for? So Amri, who said, came with the boy, the mimar, agadata v'helela, but since you're going to say a lot of agadata, you're going to say magid, and you're going to start halal, dilma asuche aske ledaite v'naga, because maybe you won't pay attention, right? It's not right, it's not one after the other. Right? Someone who has a proper magid, sometimes goes for hours. So, that's not right back after each other. He's pacing out a little bit in the middle of the 48th Dvar Torah. You might come to touch something that was inappropriate and mess up your hands. Therefore, you have to wash again. Amar Rava. Rava says, now, bola matzah yotza. If you swallow matzah, you are yotze. Right, again, there's no real taste. And that's, you're still yotze b'di evid, right? Even though you really do need the taste of matzah. But b'di evid, you're yotze, because again, the mitzvah is achilas matzah. And again, there's a lot to say on here, but we'll kind of keep it moving. Bola marer lo yotze. But if you swallow marer, then you're not yotze, because the inyan of marer is to taste the bitterness. The matzah is to eat matzah. That's the mitzvah. By marer, it's to have some sort of bitter flavor. That's crucial. Bola matzah u marer, let's say you swallow both of them together. Yidei matzah yotze, yidei marer lo yotze. And again, logically, it makes sense. You're yotze the matzah, you're not yotze the marer. Karchan basivu blolan, let's say you kind of wrap them in something that will be a chatzitza. So then, afidei matzah lenami lo yotze, you're not even yotze the matzah. Because again, it's not as if you was even in your mouth. I mean, you swallowed something that wasn't edible, right? Or not something that was totally encapsulated them. Let's say they're covered in plastic or whatever. I don't know why you swallow it like that, but But if it, it's like you're, it's not like you're not eating anything. You're not even yotzei the matzah. Amar Rav Shimi bar Ashi, matzah lefnei kol echad ve'echad, marar lefnei kol echad ve'echad, v'charosus lefnei kol echad ve'echad. Everybody back in the day, Rav Shimi bar Ashi says that everybody got their own Seder plate. Everybody got their own table. Right? That, as we pointed out, that was the minhag. Yeah, everybody got their own table. Right? And the maisa, everybody had all of these ingredients on each table. Ve'ino kunis ha'shalchan el lefnei misha omer hagada. And the only one you take away, but again, to get the kids to talk, to get the kids to ask, is the one who's saying the Agada. Rav Huna Amar says the other way around. Kulanami, lefnei misha, she'omer Hagada. You take everyone's around, and you leave the one, the other way around. Meaning, you take all the other ones away, and you leave the one who's saying the Agada. V'lechazak Rav Huna, the halacha is like Rav Huna, and that's the halacha. If that's how you roll. Okay. Lama okrin is a shulchan. Again, why would you do this? Why would you take the table away? I'm ready to be Rav Yannick. They should yakiru tinoko. So you shall live again. So the kids should ask. Habayi Yosef kamei de rabba. Habayi was sitting in front of rabba. And chazad de kamadli takam akamei. And he saw that he was taking the food away. He was taking the table away. So I'm like, rabba, he said, fascinating. Did I miss? Yeah. Right. I'm a lua. We haven't eaten yet. So Asu called Ma'akri Taka Nikamon. So he came and he took the table away. Meaning, he said, we haven't eaten yet. And you're taking the table away. Like, what are you doing? So Malay Rabba said, Patrasa Milo or Manishtana. You've parted us from saying Manishtana, meaning that you already noticed that this night is strange from all other nights. Machlokas in the Mishonim, whether that means that they actually didn't have to say Manish Tana, or that was like the lead-in to Manish Tana, now they would say the actual Manish Tana, but okay. Either way, he said that was the idea. Exactly the point. That's why we take the table away, so the kids and the other people involved will ask questions. Okay, Shkoyah, Goda Rabosa, we'll stop here. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.